at 6 o'clock. So I'm going to call the body to the table here so we can get started. We have a fairly lengthy agenda tonight, another 1,000 pages in our packet. This is a regular meeting, I believe the last regular meeting of this assembly. And I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Warren Keogh, District 1.
Present.
Noel Woods, District 2.
Here.
Ronald Arvin, District 3. Assemblymember Arvin, are you on the line? Steve Culligan, District 4.
Here.
Darcy Salmon, District 5.
Here.
Jim Culver, District 6 is in the building. Vern Halter, District 7. Here. You do have a quorum, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. We have the agenda before us. Are there any corrections? Assemblymember Keogh?
Not corrections, but I'd like to pull a few items from the consent agenda. And they would be...
Okay. This is the time to do that.
If not, I'll wait till the appropriate time.
No. We're doing this out of deference to the audience that likes to know what might happen.
I'd like to pull three items from the consent agenda. Resolution A, 12-113, the Federal Legislative Priorities Reso. Item C, Reso 12-115, the State Legislative Priorities. And item F, Resolution 12-118, the Tall Towers Committee Resolution. Thank you.
Okay. Assembly Member Woods was next, and then... Did that cover you, Assemblymember Woods?
Yes, it does.
Okay, Assemblymember Halter.
I want to pull B, 12-114, just to change the retroactive date on that permit.
Okay. So do we still have anything to consent on? We do, yeah. Anything else on the agenda? Any objections? Hearing none, we have the orders for the day. And let's rise. I'm going to ask Mr. Harris, former Representative Harris, to lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The minutes are before us. Any corrections? Remember, 100 years from now, that's all anybody will ever see of this meeting, so, or those meetings, so you do need to check them out. Note for the record, Assemblymember Culver arrived at 6:04, or at least he landed in the building. He was here before. So, agency reports. I see the city of Wasilla here. If you want to come forward.
Did you ask if there was any changes to the minutes?
I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Mr. Mayor, Assembly members, I have just a couple of items tonight. My name is Bert Cottle, City of Wasilla. The items tonight for your consideration is, I know you guys are working on this year's proposed borough budget. We have two items we'd like you to look at. One is a repeat from last year, that's youth court, which was funded at $75,000 last year. We've asked that also be funded at that level this year. It services all residents of the borough. The next, which we'll be coming back to you, will be SART. For anybody who doesn't know what SART means, that's sexual assault response teams. We're having to take our rape victims to Anchorage right now, and so we're trying to fix that. And that also affects everybody borough-wide. And on a last note is this year's Matsu homeless count will be at the Sports Center in Wasilla on January 30th. We'll have about 40 different agencies represented there. Last year we serviced about 150 clients. And if anybody needs more information, they can get a hold of me or anybody in the city. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Palmer? Houston? Did somebody say O? No? School District. Mr. Forrest.
Members of the Borough Assembly, as you consider your capital improvement program, we encourage the Borough Assembly to move the Pioneer Peak access road shown on the handout we handed out this evening with three alternatives to one of your top capital improvement priorities. Why? Time is of the essence for this project. The Department of Transportation is going to remove the existing trunk road within 18 months. If we fail to build an access road to the school, we'll face significant transportation issues in the future. In addition, wetlands may need to be crossed if we don't go ahead with the road in a timely fashion. The district prefers alternative 2A. Parents, staff, and buses will be forced to make a left turn out of the school and then out onto the Palmer-Wasilla Highway with a limited signalized intersection after the trunk road extension is completed. If we build an access road to the new trunk road, as shown on the handout, the Department of Transportation has promised to provide a signalized intersection for the access road and trunk road. Failure to act now jeopardizes funding from DOT, and we will have extremely limited access to Pioneer Peak Elementary. We'll end up with a limited, congested, and dangerous situation for students, staff, and parents. Again, we hope that the borough will support moving on an access road to provide adequate and safe access to the Pioneer Peak Elementary for many years in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Because I'm surprised this didn't come up in the design phase of the trunk road extension. Thank you. Joint Assembly School Board, who's reporting on that? I was there.
Go ahead.
I guess I was the only one that was there. It was pretty routine. I don't have the agenda in mind. But I did bring up the Sioux Valley boiler. And we got an update on the school project. And I guess there's a little concern that none of the roofs that were started this summer are actually finished yet. We're hoping they don't blow all apart this winter. But I think the school district was fairly happy with the flow of communication on things. Assemblymember Woods?
Yes.
You were there. Yeah.
At that meeting, they commented on the football fields being so wet there, and they were going to insist that drainage be affirmed in the new constructions and also redone in the fields that were so sloggy. They said they pumped out 1 million gallons of water and they were still wet. So that they have planned to see that the correction is made before any more of these installations are made in those fields. Excited about the new programs coming in there with the ROTC, and online courses for a cyber center, which is already funded, and taking on effort of preparing college-bound students. They commented on that. So they also were very concerned that the school population did not grow at all. They have less students than they did about 90 a year ago, and 200 and some below their estimate projections. So apparently we are slowing down. On the wood boiler up in Talkeetna, the harvest plan isn't done yet, and the maintenance and operations of that are not yet finished. So I think that's the notes that I took on the meeting.
Thank you. Yeah, that new AstroTurf is a big deal, and it's certainly not adequate for Septembers that get 6 inches of rain in 1 month. Mr. Manager, well, was there anything under Assembly Public Relations? Oh, Mr. Manager.
Good evening. First, I want to inform you that had a meeting last week with the big RSA board to talk about our maintenance with Sewer Meridian and individual RSA maintenance conundrum. We have a recommendation from the committee, and we will be addressing that at the next assembly meeting. We have a breakdown of the cost on how the switcheroo is going to affect. And so you'll have all that information at our next meeting. Additionally, I would like to introduce our new lobbyists, Mr. John Harris and Eddie Grasser, are here this evening. And they will be serving us, and you'll be seeing an IM coming to you very shortly. And regarding our construction on school projects, if I could have Sean O'Neill kind of come forward and kind of give you an overview. We are aware of the situation, and we're working on it, but she can provide more details for you.
Thank you. And my apologies to Representative Harris, the actually Speaker of the House for at least one session. So thank you for being here. Ms. O'Neill.
Mr. Mayor, members of the Assembly, just briefly, with respect to the roofs on the schools, we also are wanting to get them done as soon as possible, as are our contractors. We had a little bit more rain steadily than they had anticipated at the beginning of spring, so it's taken them just a tad bit longer to do their work than we had hoped and they had hoped, but we are still on it, and they are working very hard to get done as soon as possible. So we're not languishing on those projects. We are trying to get them moving forward. And the new Palmer triathlon field, where you can bike, swim, and run all on the same piece of ground, is also under evaluation. We have to use the consultant that installed the turf to pull the turf back so we can look at what's going on underground. And we wanted to wait to dig those holes until after they were done doing the triathlon football season, and also to coordinate with that contractor's schedule. So the plan right now is we'll be pulling back some turf, digging some potholes to see if it's an installation problem, if it's a design problem, or if it's just a problem. And it will be addressed next spring during the construction season when they put the track and the rest of that athletic complex together. The wood boiler at Sioux Valley, we are working on the MOA. I have to dig it back out of my emails and see where it is in the process. We need to establish an MOA with the school district about who is going to do what before the ADA folks will let us move forward with actually doing things, the design and the management plan. So I'm digging through my emails to find where I sent it last. And we had this big email house cleaning a month or so back where a lot of things got archived, and I don't remember where I put everything. So once I dig through all that, then I'll get that resurrected as well.
Thank you. Is that it, Mr. Manager?
Yes.
Mr. Attorney.
I had mentioned at the last meeting that there was a trial on the Krauss matter was supposed to go at the end of this month. The judge continued that trial because I filed a motion to dismiss part of the claim, so that's not happening. As a result, I'm going to be attending the Municipal Attorneys Conference next week in Austin. It's the National Municipal Attorneys Conference for a few days, so Mr. Ashenbrenner will be with you next meeting, the Joint Assembly Planning Commission meeting next Tuesday.
Which trial was the first one you mentioned?
It's Krauss versus Matsubara and Christensen's. It's over a 2000 platting action. It's a 12-year-old dispute.
Thank you. Madam Clerk?
The clerk's report is in your red folder. The November 17th planning session, I did schedule it for out at Settlers Bay. That's going to start at noon. And then also the Joint Assembly Planning Commission agenda is attached to your clerk's report next Tuesday's meeting. And that is it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Assemblymember Arvin, are you with us yet? Well, that's unusual. Citizen and correspondents. We have the IAM. Madam Clerk, would you read it into the record?
IAM number 12-229, monthly reporting of amended contracts and new awards under 100,000, along with sole source procurements for the period of September 1st, 2012 through September 30th, 2012.
Thank you. There is no unfinished business, no veto, and we're ready for public hearings. Madam Clerk, would you read Ordinance 12-113, please.
An ordinance creating West Caroline Circle Natural Gas Improvement, District Number 494, approving the improvement plan for the district, authorizing the manager to proceed with the improvement and assessing equally among the properties within the district the costs of the improvement.
We'll open the public hearing. And there's nobody signed up. Does anybody want to speak to this gas LID? Seeing and hearing none, we will close the LID. I think it's the first one I've seen that's 100%. It's because there's only four people. Makes it a little easier. So, Assemblymember Solomon.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt ordinance seal number 12-113. Sorry.
Right. Thank you. Comment? Objection? Hearing none, it passes. Next, 12-119. Madam Clerk?
An ordinance approving an appropriation of $475,000 from Big Lake Road Service Area Number 21, Fund Balance, Fund 277 to Fund 410, Project Number 30043 for the Big Lake Road Service Area Number 21 Capital Projects.
Again, I'll open the public hearing. These are all public hearings. There's nobody signed. Nobody signed up. Does anybody want to speak? Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing and bring it back to Assemblymember Solomon.
Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt ordinance serial number 12-119.
Discussion? Objection? It passes. 12-120.
An ordinance accepting and appropriating $32,200,000 for a portion of the fiscal year 2013 designated legislative grant projects from the Alaska State Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development.
Thank you. Again, we'll open this for public hearing. It's $32 million. You'd think somebody would be interested in it. I don't see anybody. So we'll bring it back, and Assemblymember Solomon once again.
Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt ordinance seal number 12-120.
Discussion? Objection? passes. 12-121, Madam Clerk.
An ordinance accepting and appropriating $4,704,774.57 for the South Big Lake Road Realignment Project construction from the Alaska State Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, with accompanying resolution, serial number 12-109, a resolution approving the scope of work and budget for the South Big Lake Road Realignment Project construction, project number 30043, fund 410 with grant funds from the Alaska State Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development.
Thank you. Does anybody want to speak to this? Hearing none. Assemblymember Solomon.
Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt ordinance serial number 12-121 and resolution serial number 12-109.
Thank you. Discussion? I'm surprised Assemblymember Solomon isn't pointing out that he lives where everything's happening.
Assembly member comments at the end of the night.
Okay. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, it passes by non-objection. And we move to 12-122.
An ordinance approving supplemental appropriation of $27,840 from the Greater Palmer Consolidated Fire Service Area Fund Balance Fund 259 to the Greater Palmer Consolidated Fund 259 to the Greater Palmer Consolidated Fire Service Area Fiscal Year 2013 Operating Budget Fund 259 to provide reimbursement for the emergency septic repair and funding for tanker tires.
Thank you. Anybody wish to speak to this? I have opened and I'm going to close the public hearing and bring it back to Assemblymember Woods.
I move to adopt ordinance serial number 12-122.
Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, it passes. And now 12-123.
An ordinance approving an appropriation of $50,000 from the North Colony Road Service Area number 23 Fund Balance Fund 278 to Fund 410 Project number 30044 for North Colony Road Service Area number 23 Capital Projects.
This is a public hearing. Does anybody want to speak? Hearing none. I'll close the public hearing. Bring it back to Assemblymember Keel.
I move to adopt ordinance serial number 12-123.
Discussion? Objection? Hearing none, it passes. 12-124.
An ordinance approving an appropriation of $150,000 from Fairview Road Service Area number 14, Fund Balance Fund 271 to Fund 410, Project number 30037. For Fairview Road Service Area number 14, Capital Projects, with accompanying ordinance serial number 12-125, an ordinance approving a reappropriation of $125,000 from the Fairview Road Service Area number 14, Fiscal Year 2013, Operating Budget, Fund 271 to Fund 410, Project number 30037, for Fairview Road Service Area number 14, Capital Projects.
Thank you. Does anybody want to speak to this? Hearing and seeing none, we will close the public hearing and bring it back to Assemblymember Solomon.
Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt ordinance serial number 12-124 and ordinance serial number 12-125.
Thank you. Discussion? Objection? Hearing none, it passes. Ordinance 12-126.
An ordinance approving an appropriation of $400,000 from the Gold Trail Road Service Area number 28, Fund Balance, Fund 282 to Fund 410, Project number 30048 for Gold Trail Road Service Area number 28, Capital Projects, with accompanying ordinance serial number 12-127. An ordinance approving the reappropriation of $100,000 from the Gold Trail Road Service Area number 28, Fiscal Year 2013 Operating Budget, Fund 282 to Fund 410, Project number 30048 for Gold Trail Road Service Area number 28, Capital Projects.
Is anybody here to speak to that? Seeing none, we'll bring it back to Assemblymember Culver.
I move ordinance serial number 12-126 and ordinance serial number 12-127.
Discussion? Objection? Hearing none, it passes. Ordinance 12-128, and we will note that we have passed the 100-page mark on our 1,000-page packet already. Madam Clerk.
An ordinance approving an appropriation of $300,000 from Kinnick Road Service Area Number 17, Fund Balance Fund 274 to Fund 410, Project Number 30040, for Kinnick Road Service Area Number 17, Capital Projects, Ordinance Serial Number 12-129, an ordinance approving a reappropriation of $325,000 from the Kinnick Road Service Area Number 17, Fiscal Year 2013 Operating Budget, Fund 274 to Fund 410, Project Number 30040, for Kinnick Road Service Area Number 17, Capital Projects.
Thank you. We open the public hearing. And we have signed up Mr. Snyder.
Can you hear me? I live out in the Kinnick Gooseby area, and one of the problems we seem to have out there is the maintenance of the road. The maintenance of the road out there is very sporadic, and not all the roads get done. And my point is that if they're going to spend this kind of money, how much of the roads are they going to do? Noel, you're looking at me kind of strange. What's wrong? Okay. I guess that's about all I got to say. Yeah, that's what they do. I don't know what, you know, and it doesn't cost that much money to blade the roads off. The other problem they got out there, the roads that they do blade off are pounded all the way down to where the big boulders are sticking up. So, Nick, what do you think they ought to do? Take hammers and pound them all back down? That's it.
Thank you. Well, we'll point out that this is project and capital money, so it is not maintenance. It could be some of that for resurfacing some of those roads. So, Assemblymember Solomon.
Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt ordinance serial number 12-128 and ordinance serial number 12-129.
Discussion. Objection. Hearing none, it passes. Ordinance 12-130.
An ordinance amending the operating rules, rates, and procedures for the supply of public sewer and water systems in Talkeetna, Alaska, by increasing the rates for monthly water and sewer charges and interrupted service fees, and changing Section 10 metering to address the cost and responsibility of the new meters.
Thank you. Is there anybody wishing to speak to this? Hearing none, we'll bring it back to Assemblymember Halter.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt ordinance serial number 12-130, and I would suggest that my fellow assembly members vote for this. This was worked on by the new Talkeetna Sewer and Water Board. It's a very active board. I think Mr. Moosey and I are at the most recent meeting. This is not a finished project or product. I think there will be more. I actually think maybe at some future time a flat rate based on volume once the metering's done will be warranted and we get more information. The system was not compromised during the flood. There was an independent test done along with the borough test of the water up there, and they passed with flying colors, so it never lost pressure. We were pretty proud of that. Thank you.
Thank you. You must have done something right because the room wasn't full of people. If you'll turn your mic off, thank you. It makes it easier for the person who's not online to hear. So, is there further discussion? Objection? Hearing none. Passes. 12-131.
An ordinance approving a supplemental appropriation of $10,000 from North Colony Road Service Area Number 23, Fund Balance Fund 278, to North Colony Road Service Area Number 23, Fiscal Year 2013, Operating Budget Fund 278.
Does anybody want to speak? Hearing none. I'll close the public hearing and bring it back to Assemblymember Keough.
I move to adopt ordinance serial number 12-131.
Discussion? Objection? Hearing none, it passes. Bring it back now to 12-132.
An ordinance adopting MSB 17.280908A6, designating the Kovacinski Pit in Interim Materials District located within Township 21 North, Range 4 West, Section 19, Seward Meridian.
Open the public hearing. And I will close the public hearing and bring it back to Assemblymember Halter.
I move to adopt ordinance serial number 12-132 and I'd request a favorable vote. This is really at mile 81 Parks Highway. It's Quality Asphalt Products. It's been doing a huge mining and project up there. It's ongoing. They employ between 90 and 100 and 105 Matsuboro residents throughout the year. They're isolated. They've taken a lot of factors into consideration with this, so I'd ask you to approve it.
Thank you. Are you recommending an amendment per administration's request?
Do they want me to move that? I didn't even.
Yeah, somebody needs to move it.
So what do you want moved, Mr. Musi?
Mr. Manager?
Yes. Can we have Ms. Lee come forward?
Mr. Manager.
The change is just the amendment, not a substitute, correct?
That's correct. We just want to strike condition number 29 and replace it, and we want to move it to become condition number 1.
Okay, thank you. I'll move to strike condition number 29 and add condition number 1 as part of the ordinance.
Okay. Have before you an amendment to the primary motion. Is there a discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, the amendment passes. Assemblymember Colbert.
Through the mayor to the attorney.
Go ahead.
Nick, does this interim materials district have the same appeal terms as the administrative gravel permit, the 20-day period or something in which to file an appeal?
No, by code it doesn't. By code, what you are doing here is you are zoning this area as industrial use for gravel mining. So you are actually engaging in zoning, much like you would make something a single-family residential district or commercial district. You are making this a district, a materials district zone. And so that's why when you look at this ordinance, you have code section, which is section 2 on page 2 of 6 of the ordinance, MSB 17.280A6 will be adopted and put into our code, and then these are the conditions that apply. So the way the ordinance is written for IMDs, this is not an appealable decision because it's legislative. Somebody could make the argument that it's quasi-judicial. It's undecided on Alaska law right now.
Okay, thank you. The reason I ask is that we're right in the middle of construction season on one of our major projects, as your office is well aware and make the assembly aware, that we completely shut down a job because of an appeal on the 21st day it possibly happened. And so a lot of people lost jobs pending the resolution of that appeal, and so we need to revisit that process, I think. And that was an administrative gravel permit.
I believe that is in the works, isn't it, Mr. Attorney?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, Assemblymember
Culver.
That is in the works. We have been approached by a couple of different members about making a change like that. With the election and everybody being busy in the flood that just happened, we haven't started actually sitting down to work on it, but it's in the works, it's in the hopper. Something will be coming forward within the next month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there objection to this motion as amended? We passed the amendment. Mm-hmm. There was no objection. So then there's no objection to the main motion, so we move to 12-134.
An ordinance accepting and appropriating $75,000 for the Safe Routes to Schools Planning Grant from the Alaska State Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the Safe Routes to Schools Program, project number 47027, with accompanying resolution serial number 12-110, a resolution approving the scope of work and budget, and authorizing the manager to enter into a grant agreement for a $75,000 Safe Routes to School Planning Grant from the Alaska State Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the Safe Routes to Schools Program, project number 47027.
Thank you. Is that our assembly member, Arvin? I thought I heard somebody online. Okay. So I'm going to open the public hearing on 12-134. Seeing no one, I will close the public hearing and bring it back to Assemblymember Salmon.
Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt ordinance serial number 12-134 and a resolution serial number 12-110.
Discussion? Objection? Hearing none, it passes. 12-135.
An ordinance approving a reappropriation of $50,000 from the Midway Road Service Area Number 9, Fiscal Year 2013, Operating Budget, Fund 270 to Fund 410, Project Number 30036 for Midway Road Service Area Number 9, Capital Projects, with accompanying Ordinance Serial Number 12-136, an ordinance approving an appropriation of $1,100,000 from the Midway Road Service Area Number 9, Fund Balance, Fund 270 to Fund 410, Project Number 30036 for Midway Road Service Area Number 9, Capital Projects.
Thank you. Again, we'll open the public hearing. I see nobody moving forward, so we will close the public hearing and bring it back to Assemblymember Woods.
Ordinance serial number 135, and I am 12-206.
N136. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there discussion? Seeing and hearing none. Is there objection? No objection. The motion passes. We move to 12-137.
An ordinance appropriating $50,000 from the Greater Palmer Consolidated Fire Service Area Fund Balance, Fund 259 to Fund 405, Project Number 45115 for Septic and Leach Field Repair at Station 3-3, with accompanying resolution serial number 12-111, a resolution approving the scope of work and budget for Project Number 45115 for Septic and Leach Field Repair at Station 3-3.
Thank you. Again, we'll open the public hearing. And we will close the public hearing. Bring it back to Assemblymember Woods.
I move to adopt ordinance.
Thank you. Is there discussion? Is this, I noticed we've had two septic systems with our fire halls. Were those related at all to the weather? Can't claim it on disaster?
Not legally.
Okay. Well, let's not do that then. Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, we will consider that passed, and we move. Well, we haven't even been here an hour yet. We will open the audience participation at this time. Madam Clerk, is there a sheet? Okay.
Mr. Mayor, I'd also request a short break, please.
Okay. By request, we will take a break for 10 minutes and come back at 5 to 7. Okay, I'm going to call the meeting back to order. Assemblymember Arvin, are you with us yet? I don't see any. So, first on audience participation is Helen Minoz. Please come forward, followed by Neil Snyder.
Good evening. My name is Helen Minoz, Borough Mayor, and Mr. Moosey, and Assembly. I heard septage mentioned three times tonight. I'm not going to be here in November, so you're going to have a rest. But I would like to report that Mr. Woods attended our last septage advisory board meeting. Of course, I've only been working on it for 40 years, so I don't give up easily. I'm not against economic development, and I'm glad eventually the port will be built and the Kinnick Arm crossing. And, you know, that means more people. And I would like to see in my lifetime, and I haven't got that much time left, a plan where you involve the communities that are going to be on septage for a long, long time, since in New York, in Westchester County, where I came from, and I've repeated this over and over, there are 40 septic tank pumpers, and you can spit to the Empire State Building from where I used to live. So it's working out great. I think if we get a piece of, they decide to get a piece of property, but I think the DEC and the EPA should be involved in all these things, because if you buy a piece of property that the borough thinks is suitable for design for septage and maybe a regional system, if you don't call them in, they'll find something why it isn't suitable after the fact. I've been down the road a long time, and I've been working on this and been in business up until the time I went through a divorce. I'm not making any money on anything I do. I volunteer all over this borough. But you've got to think of that if you want Kinnick Goose Bay developed, you want a Kinnick Arm crossing, what does that bring but people? What are you going to do with them? We're none of us going back to an outhouse. So you have to build infrastructure before you do anything else, and you have to think about it. Talkeetna serves 188 people. Wasilla's out of compliance, so is Palmer. And I find it very ironic that Sherrod School is on a septic tank. That's in the city of Palmer. Because I saw all the things coming out for the borough, you know, for the septic tank pumping and the requirements. And it's certainly not very nice for all the leachate from our solid. It just bugs my mind to think if we don't have clean water and clean air, you haven't got any economy. And it's for the future generation. It's not for me. It's not for you, any of you sitting here. It's for this size and the ones that are coming along after us. And it's a very basic thing. I'll be back in December, God willing, and you're going to hear from me until I take my last breath. And I hope I live long enough to see a foundation made, just like when you build a house, not the roof first.
Yeah.
I am in tourism, too.
Thank you. It will happen.
I hope so.
I didn't say when. Mr. Neil Snyder, followed by Herman Spigas.
Can you hear me? What I'm going to talk about today is what they call diversified citizenship. And Jane Ellis, Atwater, and myself, Neil Allen Snyder, we both have diversified citizenship. And what that is it means you have Indian blood in you, and you have the right to have your land as Indian land as it's supposed to be under the direction of the Secretary of the Interior. This is a paper that shows a proper correspondence to be mailed out if you want to talk to me about some issues other than some corporate letter that they send out. It says trust responsibilities, and what the trust responsibilities are of the federal government was in that beings the natives didn't go against warlike actions against the federal government. They told the federal government to go ahead and come on in because the native land was originally intellectual. In other words, the elders kept track of who had what, and that's where it kept an intellectual. I can't remember the name of the word it goes to. Anyway, that's where that issue stands on that particular trusteeship thing, just to make it short. The next thing I want to talk about is this lawsuit here that's going to be filed against you. And it's under 41.2.56, and it's complaint in district court for the declaratory judgment and damages in connection with alleged unlawful cession of Indian lands to the state. I'm going to file that, and we'll see who's who and who's not. Nick, are you going to be the guy who's going to be it? Or do I serve him to all you people up there? Because it looks like you've all made decisions on this stuff, so why should any of you get off the hook? I know Vern Halder, you used to work out there in by Bethel, didn't you? Oh, yeah. You know what this is all about. So anyway, we'll leave it at that. And John Moosey, this will be a good lesson for you. Thanks.
Thank you. Good timing. Mr. Spiegez, followed by Vivian Munson. Please state your name for the record, because I don't do it right, and the record also needs your voice saying.
Very good. Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Herman Spiegel, and I've lived in Willow for 11 years, permanently. I've owned property in the Matsu Valley for ever, since 1967, actually. And as you can imagine, I've seen a lot of nice developments going on. And where I live, we have some beautiful single-family homes. I just want to let you know about myself. I'm obviously from the old country. And the old country, I don't know if you know it, but it's a nanny state, if there ever was one. You know, they regulate everything. So for myself, I am not for a lot of government regulations. What sort of brought this on is that article in the Frontiersman, Goodbye Felony Flats. Because down my driveway there is a lot, about 15 acres or more, that Mr. Stefan has owned and in the last couple of months has really worked hard to develop, put in pads and things like this. So obviously, and in the article it says that he wants to move these cabins up either to Willow or to Long Lake or some other location. So the neighbors got together because everybody is afraid that this was going to happen. Felony Flats is going to move to Willow. And we know Felony Flats has had a lot of problems related to sanitation, you know, public safety, public health. They have no running waters. I don't know how they heat these small cabins. And Mr. Stevens has expressed the idea that he's going to put clusters of them up there to Willow. And we believe it's not appropriate that this type of development comes to a neighborhood that has established single-family homes. We therefore have created a petition to you, the Assembly, that basically states that the undersigned voters believe that it's the purpose and function of local government to anticipate and prevent public problems within their jurisdiction. And we therefore petition you to enact or strengthen the local ordinance to prevent disastrous condition to develop within our single-family neighborhoods. So, you know, we have given you the power to regulate the borough to some extent, you know, keep us civil with each other. And we would ask you, this is a petition, over 300 signatures in just a couple of days. We would ask you to enact something to prevent this felony flats from moving somewhere else in the borough. Thank you.
Thank you. And I would encourage you to look into there's one provision in code for residential land use districts. You can form that district with 60% approval of anybody anywhere you draw the line. And that might be the fastest way to take care of that. But it has to be initiated by you. It's a residential land use district. The planning department can educate you on that.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mayor.
Assemblymember Keogh.
If we're entertaining comments to speakers, I might have one.
We can always make exceptions if there's no objection.
And that is regarding your situation. The there currently is a multifamily dwelling ordinance in the borough code that might address some of the issues you have if felony flats does move into your neighborhood.
Yes.
But I just wanted to apprise you, too, that and I believe, according to the schedule here, that ordinance is up for... there's a possibility that ordinance might be dissolved at our next assembly meeting. Just want to make you aware of that, of the existing one and the fact that it may not be around much longer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, this ordinance, felony flats, an abomination, I think, in the borough. I think you all would agree. It's only possible because there are no enforcement by state, federal, or local. And the only ordinance that there is in this multifamily design standards ordinance, which says that any development exceeding 7 dwelling units, it could not exceed 7 dwelling units. And I don't know why it has not been applied, why it has not been enforced, but we certainly need some sort of measure from you, gentlemen, to keep that felony flats from going all over the borough. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Assemblymember Halter.
Herman, did you have your petition? Could you give copies to the clerk, please?
Yes. I think she mentioned I should give it to her.
Okay, thank you.
Clerk.
Yeah. Give it to the...
Yeah. Appreciate that.
Assistant. That's it. Yes. Vivian, followed by Gary Forstner.
Hello, my name is Vivian Munson, and I'm a lawyer out in Willow. And I am speaking to the same issue that Herman Siegel just addressed, because I live right around the corner from this development that Mike Steffens is operating right now. He has been going, running heavy equipment 7 days a week to... carve out roads and these pads that we all fear he intends to place the cabins on and the shanties that he has right now at Pittman Road. And many of the residents are very concerned because this will just move a very serious problem from Meadow Lakes down to Willow. And that's why 300 people signed this petition. And it's only been out for 3 days, and it was just in a few business places, and everybody raced in to sign it. The adjacent areas where I live is just, we don't have big, beautiful houses in the development I'm in. There's little cabins, but we have underground utilities. We have, you know, electricity and telephone underground, and then we have community water system. And I hate to think of people being moved out there where they won't have any kind of basic facilities. I don't see anything going up that would indicate that Mr. Steffens plans to put in any utilities. There's a very steep road. I mean, it's just almost straight up, and off the edges of it, he's putting these pads. So I don't see that it would even be possible for less than a huge sum of money to put in the utilities. And I don't think there's no indication that he intends to put them in at all. So then we would end up with all these people living out there who are going to be low-income people, and they're going to be living in a situation without any utilities, without any septic, without electricity, no running water. And there's no facilities out there whatsoever. Where they are now, where they have been living, you know, you have Three Bears right up the street. You have gas stations, convenience stores, restaurants, and a very good laundromat with showers right across the street. Up here where he's planning.
No, please wrap it up.
Thank you. It's 3 miles for any of those residents to get to even a convenience store. Thank you.
Thank you. Gary, followed by Roxanne Dayton.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Borough Manager Moosey. My name is Gary Forrester. I'm the Executive Director of Valley Performing Arts. I'd like you all to be aware that Valley Performing Arts has been selected as the Arts Organization of the Year by Governor Parnell. And also local artist Gail Nieberg has also been honored as the Individual Artist of the Year. And we will both be honored at the Governor's Banquet on Thursday evening. I thought you all would like to be made aware of that. Valley Performing Arts has been in existence for 37 years. We started on the Palmer Fairground, just a few miles away from here in the Old Log Cabin Church. And since that time, we have grown to be a vital community asset. We currently have over 85 performances a year, encompassed by 7 shows. And we've grown to the point that over 13,000 people come through our doors every season, which has necessitated us to look around and see what we can do to become more available and more accessible to the community. Right now, approximately 40% of our shows are selling out on a regular basis, which is forcing us to look around and see what growth potential is and where we could go from where we are at our current location. Our current location is a converted pole barn and auto shop, which we have used since 1996 very effectively, but it's time for VPA to move onward and upward. We have the ability, because of the 500 volunteers that help us each season, to grow and to do more. So we've been looking very earnestly at what we could do, and what we have landed upon, we found the facility, the old Matanuska, the old Matsu Cinema that currently is at the intersection of the Parks Highway and the Palmer-Wasilla Highway, is sitting vacant. And we have plans to convert that facility into a community facility that can be used not only by us, but by the community at large. One of the things that we're not able to do right now because of our season, we're never dark, is we're not able to use any ancillary space for community events. Our plans in this new facility include a 300-seat theater and a small black box facility of 100 seats that will allow us to become a community center in addition to the normal season that we enjoy each year. The cost of the project is about $8.6 million. And we are looking at a blended funding model to be able to fund that. What we are asking the Assembly to consider is a resolution of support for us as we go to the state for ask of support, and a letter resolution that will allow us to go to other grant funders to be able to get more money to expand it. We've been around for 37 years. We're a vital community asset. Many of you have been to our shows season after season, and we appreciate the support that we've gotten from you thus far and are asking for further support in the future. I thank you for your time, and I look forward to seeing you all at the theater.
Thank you. And that has already been submitted to the clerk, so it should show up at a future assembly meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Roxanne, followed by Janet Kennedy.
Hello. My name is Roxanne Dayton, and I'm here representing the Aurora Dog Musher Club out of the Big Lake area. My purpose is to ask that you support the Resolution 12116 for the purpose and the benefit of providing winter trail grooming and trail maintenance for public benefit. The Aurora Dog Mushers is one of two racing tracks in the Matsubara. It's one of five racing tracks in the state of Alaska. The Aurora Dog Mushers was established in the 1950s. It's the oldest existing dog club in the state of Alaska. The goal of the club is to provide safe trail conditions for all users. We currently maintain 27 miles of multi-use trails for sprint, mid-distance, and distance mushers, as well as junior mushers and ski jurors. The trails are groomed from November to April each year. Currently, the Aurora Dog Mushers has completed the land lease agreement with the state of Alaska through 2017 to manage, maintain, and sign and block during race days the state lands. We're also working with the Matsubara in agreement. We're also currently working with the Matsubara in the state of Alaska to secure easements on these trails so that they're protected in the future. So all of this takes many man hours to basically volunteer our time to secure trails that mushers can use in the winter time. Of course, snow machiners use the area as well. Basically, our goal is to become more community-minded by providing business races during the Big Lake Winter Carnival, as well as the club provides mid-distance qualifiers for the Iditarod, as well as providing training facilities for sprint mushers to prepare for the Rendezvous sled dog race. We have people that travel from the lower 48 states and Canada to use our trails to train and to prepare for these races. In addition to maintaining the trails, brushing, removing debris, grooming, shoveling holes created by moose, widening trails, providing signage, and providing races, we also maintain a clubhouse that is a mile off of Gonder Road. The club maintains the road and pays for the road to be groomed or plowed. We also maintain the trailhead system that is at the clubhouse at, off of Gonder Road out of Big Lake. We provide our own equipment, basically. All the people that volunteer providing their own chainsaws, trimmers, vehicles, trailers, groomers, snow machines, drags, and any other equipment that's necessary to complete the work. So basically, and then we also create signage, advertising, and awareness for the area. And it's very clear the borough does not have the money to upkeep these trails or the manpower to upkeep these trails.
Yeah, please wrap it up. Our buzzer doesn't go off anymore.
It's too nerve-wracking to look up at the...
Oh, okay.
I don't blame her.
So, Janet, followed by Max Wagner. Welcome back.
Hello, I'm Janet Kennedy, and I am the president of the board of directors of Valley Performing Arts. And so I'm just kind of following up after Gary to kind of give some other information regarding the theater. I first became involved 8 years ago when I was first on the board of directors as the president. And my kids were very involved with the theater. And I could easily see at that point that the current facilities would, they were already insufficient to meet our needs. But I knew that given the enthusiasm and the volunteers behind the theater, that we would very quickly outgrow the current facilities. So began the process of planning. We initiated discussions with the Rasmussen Foundation, with the 4-Acre Group, and also the Matsu Health Foundation. And so it's been a process and a planning venture that's been in place for many, many years. And we have finally come up with a plan, and we have finally come up with a facility that we think will meet our needs. And as Gary mentioned, we're going to be needing funds to help accomplish that project. So it's an exciting time for us, and it's interesting to note, too, that VPA is operationally sound. We have had positive cash flows over the last 6 years, and we are actually generating funds, some of which will be designated towards this project also. So operationally, we are sound, we're self-sufficient. It's the capital project that we're going to be needing assistance with, and we will be going out to the community for support, and we'll be needing the support in the form of the resolution that we discussed with you, supporting our project and the value that it will bring to the community. We're taking an old abandoned facility just on the edge of the city of Wasilla, and we'll be renovating that. It will benefit all the surrounding businesses. There's studies that have been compiled that show that theaters contribute to the community. They contribute to surrounding businesses. And so we're really looking forward to this project and the support from the community. And it's exciting time for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Max, followed by Patricia Rosnell. Did Max leave? Okay, Patricia.
My name is Patricia Rosnell, and in fact, I had some reservations about speaking my piece here, but the people from Willow, I would say, have set the stage. Mr. Mayor and Assembly Members, I believe tonight is a time for us all to consider the oath of office that four of you have just renewed. Your oath includes supporting and defending our national and state constitutions that say the power is vested in the people and that government serves the people. These are the goals that public servants nationwide sacrifice their time, privacy, and freedom for. My copy of your oath says that you will discharge your assembly duties honestly, faithfully, and impartially. We have only to look at today's Frontiersman Tall Towers front page and editorial to see that this isn't necessarily true. Including the mayor, all but one of you is or was a businessman, and it is primarily business that benefits from your votes and taxpayers who pay the tab. We saw this with the elimination of business permits and taxes and your enthusiastic support for coal and the rail spur. It looks like more of the same is coming with the repeal of the multifamily design standards. We also saw money diverted from emergency and fire services to pay for a bigger borough government building, even as you say you are all about less government. In fact, regarding the budget, my understanding is that you manage our tax dollars without periodic reports, and I'd like to be corrected if that's wrong. Credibility suffers from a contrast between what is said and what is done. Present us with facts. Take responsibility for your opinion and your vote, and don't try to convince us, but ask for and reflect public opinion as you swore to do. Show us transparency and include both the public and the process in public process. A start could be the erosion and flooding issues absent from recent assembly agendas and the recent Jim Creek motorized debacle. Why not step up to the model national ethics legislation instead of the borough code you rewrote that opens the door to personal and financial interests? Debate and formulate solid policies that reflect who we are and where we live. We know you support coal, but where is your energy policy? You find money for select charter schools, but what about a broad-based cradle-to-grave educational policy? We have a long-range vision for economic development, but elected representatives need to ready the stage and publicly cheerlead for staff to effectively take it over. And for each and every issue you raise, when you raise it, tell us how much it costs and how it will be paid for and by whom. To seek unrestrained development is to set up not just yourselves, but all of us, to be ground beneath its wheels like an innocent citizen crushed under a coal truck. We all deserve better than that. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else? Seeing and hearing none, we'll close the audience participation. Madam Clerk, would you read the remainder of the consent agenda into the record, please? Was there anything else to be pulled? Don't see any.
Remaining consent agenda, Mr. Mayor, is Resolution Serial Number 12-116, a resolution amending the budgets for fiscal year 2012 pool projects and the 2012-2013 winter trail grooming and maintenance. Resolution Serial Number 12-117, a resolution approving the pending financial responsibility for the MV Susitna for November 2012. AM Number 12-129, award of bid number 13030B to Wolverine Supply Incorporated for a contract amount of $627,000 for Port McKenzie High Mast Lighting and Guard Shack relocation. AM Number 12-130, authorization to purchase precast concrete restroom buildings from CTX Incorporated for the amount of $107,431.26.
Thank you. Is there objection? Oh. We should move it first. Assemblymember Solomon.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the consent agenda as read into the record by the clerk.
Now is there objection? Hearing none, we have passed the consent agenda. And now, Madam Clerk, would you read Resolution 12-13, please? 12-113.
A resolution approving federal legislative priorities for calendar year 2013.
Okay. Assemblymember Keogh, you pulled that. Would you move it, please?
I move to adopt Resolution Serial Number 12-113, and I'd like to speak to that.
You may.
I'm glad to see this resolution in here, but I pulled it because the list of federal legislative priorities, like another resolution to follow for our state legislative priorities that are for the calendar year 2013, we haven't really discussed it. It does include those items that we prioritize for the governor's list, but we haven't discussed this. We do have a planning session scheduled for November 17th, so it would be I don't see anything wrong with any of these priorities as listed, but some of them we haven't spoken about. We haven't decided whether or not we want to prioritize any of them. We haven't discussed the dollar amount of them, so they all look great, but I think it'd be appropriate to schedule this resolution for a time after our November 17 meeting, which would be probably the first meeting in December. So therefore, I would move to amend.
Move to postpone time certain.
Thank you. Move to postpone until the first regular assembly meeting of December.
That would be December 4th, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, there's a motion to postpone time certain December 4th. Is there objection to that? Assemblymember Colbert.
I just point out the first item, reauthorization of the Highway Trust Fund. I think Congress passed that last year. So I guess it's okay. We need some discussion on some of these items, though. Like, are we still behind this ag processing center? That's not going anywhere.
So you're supporting the motion to postpone?
I suppose. I don't really like it when somebody brings it right up and postpones it. If they bring it on the floor, they should let the other members speak to it before we go ahead and kick it off the floor. I mean, that doesn't give us a chance to say, hey, we might want to fix that or fix this in it, since we have it on the floor.
Assemblymember Colligan.
I am fully supportive of postponing this, but I do want to have one clarification. Geographic data and ground control for $500,000. I'm not sure if that's held over from last budget year that we did fund, but I would like an update from staff before we consider that and see more detail on that item specifically.
Okay. Another vote in support of the amendment. Is there objection to the amendment to postpone? Seeing and hearing none, so moved. Assemblymember, or Madam Clerk, if you'd read 12114, please.
A resolution temporarily suspending the floodplain development permit fee from October 17, 2012 until November 21, 2012.
Assemblymember Halter, would you move that?
I'll move item number 12-227, please. And I wanted to briefly move to amend the retroactive date back.
You need to move the resolution. It carries the IM.
I move resolution serial number 12-114.
There you go.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
And I want to move to amend the date from October 17, 2012 to September 15, 2012 until November 21st. So it's retroactive. So none of the flood people will get
September
caught.
15. So the motion is to amend retroactively the effective right. date to September 15th, 2012. And that's to take in, to go back before the event.
Right, to waive the $100 permit fee for the flood victims.
Right. Good move. Is there objection to that?
No.
Assemblymember Keogh?
Just a short bit of discussion. I hardly support this. Of the several meetings in the Butte area with the that occurred prior to the flooding and then after the flooding event, this was the only thing that I recall that generated any smiles was the prospect of waiving a $100 fee for a prerequisite permit. So it's certainly well received by several of the folks that are going to have to acquire this permit to do work on their flood affected properties.
Mr. Manager, is this? I assume staff is going to be able to issue refunds.
Yes, and also too, we were planning on this coming forward, and that we have allowed to accept the application with the fee pending on this decision. So we're copacetic both ways.
Okay. Is there objection to the amendment? Oh, Assembly, Mr.
Yeah, I think the borough attorney wants me to make sure that it's throughout the entire resolution, the date.
Right. I think we all expect that. And so, if there's no objection, the amendment passes, and we then have the primary motion as amended. Is there objection to that? Hearing none, that passes. Madam Clerk, 12-115.
A resolution approving state legislative priorities for calendar year 2013.
Assemblymember Keogh.
excuse me. I move to adopt resolution serial number 12-115, and I'd like to speak to that, please.
You may.
this issue is no different than the federal legislative resolution. I would like to see it postponed to the same date, but I appreciate Assemblymember Culver's comment, and I don't want to cut off anybody's comment on this, so I will refrain from moving to postpone so we can hear anyone's comments. So,
well, the chair is going to take it as a motion to postpone to time certain December 4.
I'm not making that motion yet, however.
Okay, we'll just talk then. Assemblymember Culver.
I think we should roll up the sleeves. We don't have that much going on and work on this. In December, we'll want to already have our meeting scheduled with our delegation before they go on vacation, or November, even better. And we'll want to give our staff time to prepare our legislative priority backup material. It's not rocket science. We could probably take care of this fairly quickly. We do have a new lobbyist on board. They need to know what to be working. And it's important to work before the session, not just wait till session. You lay your groundwork and then you follow up. So I think we should just roll with this. And we've had a couple recommendations for stuff to go in here. And I see one that needs to go in. The new junior-senior high school at Kinnick will be needing about $3 million in infrastructure to access the school, the roads, and utilities. And we can't fund those through the bonds, so we'll need to have a legislative ask for that. So that would be one of my additions. Other than that, I'm pretty comfortable with the list. It's something we already have worked on because we had our planning session on the governor's budget, so I think we're pretty familiar with what our priorities are. So I would just say let's see how far we can get with it.
Okay. And, Mr. Manager, you caught that to go on the list?
Yes, I did.
And the Pioneer Peak access? Let's make sure that doesn't drop along the way. Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Mayor.
Okay, Assemblymember Colligan was next.
Okay, go ahead.
I think both Member Salmon and myself have similar concern here. The staff has come forward with a through the Aviation Advisory Board for items to be added to 12-115. The Aviation Advisory Board passed a resolution 12-109, which I believe has been distributed to you all. And these are all projects that are too small and fall under and outside the FAA funding requirement, but are also needed improvements to our and identified by the Aviation Advisory Board as important projects for our general aviation airports and areas that support all sorts of activities within the borough, tourism and other things. So I would propose that we add these items as proposed by 12-109 from the Advisory Board to this list to be considered and discussed, totaling a total of $3 million for quite a list of projects, and would hope that we have prioritize those and find out more information as the decision comes forward.
Got that, Mr. Manager?
Yes.
So, Assemblymember Halter.
Well, first of all, on Mr. Colligan's amendment, I fully support that. Mr. Salmon and I went to a meeting with Mr. Schwartz and the aviators. Was it Mr. Giddings? Who was Mr. Giddings was there and presented it to us, and these are very worthy projects, so I'd support that. The one thing I want to amend or change in this list of legislative priorities is it's not really a change. A statewide transportation improvement plan includes the Parks Highway upgrade, mile 43 to 52.3 reconstruction, which is basically Lucas Road out to Big Lake, or Spinards out to Big Lake, Spinards Villers there. I want that to stand out somehow like Bogart Road stands out. Bogart Road's in the STIP, plus Bogart Road is set off separately. And I think that section of the highway is a huge thing for the Mat-Su Borough, for the city of Wasilla. We've had 10 traffic deaths in the last 10 years, plus I don't know how many accidents there were, but I think there's 87 or 90 serious injury accidents in the last 10 years. So I don't know what's going on with DOT, but we got to somehow push that project a little faster for construction and funding. You can't hardly turn. I tried to get out of that Denali restaurant the other day to go left, to go back down the Parks Highway towards Big Lake and Willow, and it took me almost 45 minutes, and then it was a dangerous shot coming out of there. And so somehow I want it pulled out of the STIP and then isolated like the Bogart Road, and to try to get a push on it through our new Mr. Harris and Mr. Grasser and things like that.
Well, I would suggest we're going to be hashing this over in our meeting. I would like a motion to postpone. Assemblymember Colbert.
I'm going to move to amend and add in a new number 10 and renumber, and it's going to be $3 million for utilities and road improvements to access the new Kinnick Junior Senior High School. I want to get mine in the list because I know we're going to need it.
Okay.
$3 million for utilities and road improvements for the new Kinnick Junior Senior High School.
Okay. Is there objection?
You know, if we're going to start a formal process, we need to go back and pick up all these amendments. Discussion on the Assemblymember Culver's amendment. Okay.
No, Mr.
I have a question on that.
Okay, on the amendment.
Yes, sir. Have we contractually obligated ourselves to that parcel, Mr. Culver? I mean, to put $3 million into a piece that we're not under contract to literally purchase under the presumption, and I want it to go where we're discussing it should go. My question is, are we under contract with that piece of land, Mr. Manager?
Well, I've got a report on that just a day or two. That site is not even confirmed yet, so I think we're spinning our wheels here. Certainly by December 4th, we'll probably know better what we're doing. Assemblymember Keogh, do you wish to make your motion to amend?
No, there's an amendment on the floor, and so I'm going to speak in opposition for it. Not that it may not be worthy, but what we're having here is a spontaneous planning session. Our planning session is scheduled for the 17th of November. So I'm going to oppose this, and I regret not making the motion to postpone right out of the barrel. So I'm going to oppose it so we can move on.
We have an amendment on the floor for the $3 million, I believe it was.
For the Aviation Advisory Board, are we on Steve's or are we on Jim's?
The only amendment that I've officially recognized is Assemblymember Culver's. I thought we were just informally throwing stuff on the pile, but it became formal with Assemblymember Culver's amendment. Assemblymember Culver.
Business is put on the agenda to get done. So if the manager wanted it done in December, he would have brought it in December. He wanted us to start working on this. And so if we're going to have a policy, we're going to put up something, and it's before we're going to have a planning meeting, so we're automatically going to postpone it, we shouldn't even calendar it. I mean, it's...
Please speak to your amendment. Could you restate your amendment?
Because the amendment is to add money for improvements to the Connect Junior Senior High School. The site will be before you to be approved sometime in the near future. In this legislative session, we will need to work for access improvements to that school. Whether we put it in now or put it in later, I'll bet you 99 cents that we'll have to do it. So I'm speaking in favor of keeping it in. It can come out later if we need to.
That was for $3 million, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are we ready for the vote? Madam Clerk, would you call the roll?
Assemblymember Culver.
Yes.
Assemblymember Culligan.
Yes.
Assemblymember Woods.
Yes.
Assemblymember Halter. I'm sorry?
Yes.
Assemblymember Keogh.
No.
Assemblymember Salmon.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, it passed with Assemblymember Keogh opposed.
Mr. Mayor, I have a...
Assemblymember Halter.
I want to move to amend the legislative project priorities to stand out Parks Highway, milepost 43.5 to 52.3, reconstruction, Lucas Road to Big Lake cutoff, full funding. And I want a bullet point right around Bogart Road, 4 or 5 down.
Okay. Does everybody understand that? It's already been discussed. Is there objection? Hearing none, it passes. Was that... okay, I better get back to my list. My clerk's going to clobber me here. Assemblymember Woods, you're from way back.
I would like to add the prioritized list from the Port Commission. Resolution 12-006 under resolution calendar, and it's on page 45 of our minutes.
That's in our
correspondence.
I'd
like to add that to this.
Okay. Is there objection to that? I don't hear any.
They wanted it added to the CIP.
Well, yeah.
I think this is a different issue, but we will discuss it at our meeting for sure. That's a CIP list. So there's no objection? Hearing none. What?
For how much?
No, I don't think there's a dollar number attached to that. And Assembly Member Keough is next.
Thank you. I have a question followed by a comment. Through the mayor to the manager, will you please refresh our memories as why this resolution was brought forward at this time? It was not necessarily intended to be acted on this time, was it not? Can you?
Well, I would suggest it certainly was intended to be acted on. Mr. Manager, do you want to speak to why?
When we had our work session, I promised the Assembly that I would have resolutions for both the state and federal prepared for you. I understood that there would be some vetting from the Assembly on these projects. For example, number 15 is strictly something that I brought forward that I thought we could discuss. So I was not intending to look at the 15 items here and approve them as is. But there would be some discussion and debate and additional information if we need to provide. We would do that.
Okay. Follow-up.
So my follow-up comment is that so we're apparently having this, again, this spontaneous planning session. There's numerous items on this list that we have not discussed. We've gotten a letter. There's a Matsu College parking construction project for $2 million. Yes, we've got a letter from the director of the college, and it looks like a worthy project. We haven't studied it or discussed it or debated it. Also, Matanuska River Management, great. It's needed. $2.5 million, we haven't discussed the dollar amount. We're all aware that there's a need for emergency operations center, which is one of the items listed here for $500,000. But these are things that have not been discussed or debated by the Assembly, but we need to. So, therefore, I move that we postpone this resolution to a date certain, that being December 4th, the first regular Assembly meeting of December.
Thank you. 20 minutes later. So, to the motion to postpone, Assemblymember Colligan.
I'm speaking against a motion to postpone at the moment because I do want to reintroduce the agenda item I talked about earlier with the idea that we head into our planning session. Tonight we set the list. That gives staff time to respond in more detail to these items so we have the information for our planning session. If we wait until after the planning session, we're going to have a lack of information and data there. I think it's important for us tonight to at least put some of these things out there and have them clarified, give staff time to prepare, the manager and others. And the outcome of that session will be that we're going to narrow down our list to a handful of things and have a longer list that others are going to evaluate for priorities beyond that. But I want to make sure that some of these are discussed, they're on the table, and that staff has had time to gather more information, more detailed budget items for us, so we have the information at our planning session. With that, I'm going to vote against this temporarily, and I would like to introduce again what I stated earlier informally, formally, and then we'll vote to set a date later.
Thank you. On the motion to postpone. Madam Clerk, I've heard objections, so please take the vote.
Assemblymember Culligan.
No.
Assemblymember Woods.
No.
Assemblymember Halter. Assemblymember Keough.
Yes.
Assemblymember Salmon.
No.
Assemblymember Culver.
No.
Mr. Mayor, it failed with Assemblymember Keough in support.
Okay, let's get our list made up here. Assemblymember Culligan.
So I would like to reintroduce to Resolution Serial 12-115 an amendment to add the Aviation Advisory Board's recommendation and resolution listed in 12-09, totaling $3 million in total, but a long list of items, which I hope that we have further information on in details, but would like to those added to the list. I would also like to add or set a date for a planning session to go over these prior to our off-site meeting.
Is that part of your amendment?
Yes.
It shouldn't be. It's totally unrelated.
All right. It's not part of my amendment, but I would like to move 12-109 right now.
Okay. Is there objection to the amendment to include the Aviation Advisory Board recommendations? I hear none, so that passes. Assemblymember Colbert.
I think if we, so if we're targeting our planning meeting, if we had a special meeting after the planning meeting, we could then adopt this. We're fresh from dealing with it, done with it, and we're not have to have the pile on late into the night as we thrash through it. I think we'd be more productive. If we go into the committee of the whole, I'll let Lonnie tell us what the procedural mechanism to do that, but I think it would be most productive. We'll dispense with it, and the manager will have his list, and we'll be able to set a date with our legislators. So it's a win-win.
Would somebody make a motion to make sure that our Pioneer Peak access is included? Yeah. Since we're formalizing everything.
Okay.
Assemblymember Culver.
I move to add to the bottom of the list Route 2A access to Pioneer Peak Elementary with an undetermined amount to be fleshed out by staff.
Thank you. Is there objection? Is there any other amendment? Assemblymember Keogh.
Well, while we're adding lights to this Christmas tree, I move to amend the list here on the Matanuska River management list from $2.5 million to $5
million. Okay. I think everybody heard that, Mr. Manager.
I tried to make it generic for river management because we have the Talkeetna on Talkeetna River we're concerned about as well. Would that be okay to just make it river management so we can deal with the Matanuska? We may have a little bit on Kinnick, and then also, too, I don't know why, but Vern's looking at me, so I better say Talkeetna River, too.
But I thought you said far more concerned about Talkeetna River.
No, he didn't say that, Vern.
No.
I have more calls on the Mat River.
Right, but we do have serious issues in Talkeetna. So there's a motion to change 2.5 to 5. Is there objection?
I object.
There's objection. So, Madam Clerk, take the vote.
Assemblymember Woods.
Yes.
Assemblymember Halter. Assemblymember Keogh.
Yes.
Assemblymember Salmon.
Yes.
Assemblymember Culver.
Yes.
Assemblymember Culligan.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, the motion passed with Assemblymember Halter opposed.
Even with Talkeetna in there. Are we ready for the final question? Assemblymember Colbert.
Or a committee of the whole to take action on the planning meeting.
That would not be part of this motion.
Well, I would postpone it to that date.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor and the members of the Assembly, if you're wanting to postpone it to after you have your planning session that date, don't schedule another special meeting included in the same meeting. And so that way we're not having to stop and break during a certain time to have a meeting at a certain time. It can just be part of that meeting.
Okay, then I would move to postpone the time certain to November 17th to the planning meeting to take this up.
Okay. Is there objection to the motion to postpone time certain November 17th? There's no objection, so that concludes that matter. And we move to Resolution 12-118. Madam Clerk.
A resolution establishing a Tall Tower Advisory Committee.
Assemblymember Keogh.
I move to adopt resolution serial number 12-118, and I'd like to speak to it, please.
You may speak.
First, a little background, so we're clear on the history. A year ago, by a 5-1 vote, this assembly, with the same members seated here, rejected amendments to an existing tall tower ordinance. At that same meeting, we voted by a vote of 4-2 to throw out the existing tall tower ordinance. The mayor had an opportunity to veto that action, but he did not. At that meeting in November of last year, it was suggested by some assembly members that throwing out the ordinance, that we might want to work on a new ordinance. However, there was no follow-up whatsoever. Since the assembly's action a year ago, we've had no ordinance, and there have been an undetermined number of towers erected through the borough, and there's been, in several places over the last several months, significant public outcry of where some of these towers have been built without any public notice or without any public process. What we do know is that there's been approximately 40 applications made. I counted approximately 40. We don't know how many tall towers are planned or out there because there is no land use permit required. There's no tower permit required. And the only regulation that we have in local government that addresses tall towers is like any other construction permit, and that is that it's okay if a private property owner outside the city limits of Houston or Palmer or Wasilla, if they wish to erect a tower 15 stories high, 150 feet high, the only thing that they have to do is make sure that it's 10 feet away from the adjacent, 10 feet inside their property line, a 10-foot setback. That's it. As well as a 25-foot setback from
Assembly Member Keel, I don't think we need to rehearse all the tower details at this point. Please,
I'll cut to the
make
chase.
Make a motion.
Then.
Yeah.
This resolution is to establish a new tall tower advisory committee. I'm going to oppose this resolution. We've done that already. We had a committee that included various members of the public, representatives of the telecommunications industry, and others. They met 18 times over a two-year period with input from the staff. They brought their proposal to us, and they threw it out. So to do this is not only duplicative but a waste of time. And so the public outcry that I've heard has not been, let's establish another committee. The outcry has been, what's going on? We need an ordinance. So I think this is unnecessary. There is an ordinance forthcoming. It's being introduced in the November 4th meeting, and there will be a public hearing on it on the 20th. So I'm going to vote in opposition to this resolution. Thank you.
Any other discussion? I've heard objections, so Madam Clerk.
Assemblymember Halter.
No.
Assemblymember Keough.
No.
Assemblymember Solomon.
Yes.
Assemblymember Culver.
No.
Assemblymember Culligan.
Yes.
Assemblymember Woods.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, it's a tie vote.
Well, guess what? The mayor's going to vote yes.
So it passes with Assemblymember Halter, Keough, and Culver opposed.
Do we get to reconsider?
That's always an option. So we are done with the consent agenda finally, and we're now ready for introductions. Do we want a 5-minute break?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a 5-minute break. Madam Clerk, do you have to read these into the record while we're in session?
Just the numbers. Only read the numbers.
Okay, well, we'll do that. We'll do that in 5 minutes. We're at ease. So, Madam Clerk, if you would read in the introductions, please.
These are for introduction for public hearing on November 6th. Ordinance serial number 12-091, ordinance serial number 12-138 with accompanying ordinance 12-139, Ordinance serial number 12-140 with accompanying ordinance 12-141. Ordinance serial number 12-142 with accompanying ordinance 12-143. Ordinance 12-144 with accompanying ordinance 12-145. Ordinance serial number 12-146 with accompanying ordinance 12-147. Ordinance serial number 12-148 with accompanying ordinance 12-149. Ordinance serial number 12-150, ordinance serial number 12-151 with accompanying resolution 12-119, and resolution serial number 12-120.
Thank you. Assemblymember Solomon.
Mr. Mayor, I move to introduce the legislation as read into the record by the clerk and set the public hearings for November 6th, 2012.
Okay, the motion's on the floor. Assemblymember Culver.
I move to divide ordinance 12091, multifamily, to set for public hearing on the 6th of December.
So we need to divide.
Okay, there's a motion to divide the question, taking out the multifamily, and we'll deal with that separately. Is there objection to dividing the question? Hearing none. We have before us everything but that. Is there objection to the remainder of the consent agenda? Hearing none. The introductions. I didn't mean consent agenda. So bring it back to Assemblymember Culver for what was that that ordinance number?
12-091.
091.
And set for public hearing on December 6th, the regular meeting.
Okay, motion is to set for public hearing resolution 12-191.
0-9-1-0.
0 for December 6th. Is there objection? Hearing none, it passes. That takes care of the introductions. We now have the vacancy report. Mr. Solomon.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the mayor's confirmations this evening as follows. To the Local Emergency Planning Committee, the addition of Ray Hollenbeck.
That's it. Is there objection to that? Hearing none, it passes. There's no other new business. There's no referrals. Does anybody have any reconsiderations? Assemblymember Halch. Okay, we're ready for executive session. Assemblymember Solomon.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I move to enter executive session for matters the immediate public knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough and matters which by law, municipal charter, or ordinance are required to be confidential. Direction may be given to the attorney or labor negotiator regarding labor negotiations in particular to discuss labor contract negotiations with the Matanuska Susitna Borough Employees Association. Those present during the executive session will be the mayor, the members of the assembly, the clerk, the attorney, the finance director, the human resources director, and Mr. Tom Daniels.
And do we need to state that it will be in the adjoining chambers, Mr. Attorney?
No.
Okay. Is there objection to the motion to move into executive session? Hearing none, we will retire into that little room over there.